a rich man's world. I have turned the song of this beautiful land, but that beauty a rich man's world. I have turned the song.
When is the appropriate time to put up Christmas ornaments?
To me, it's the 24th of December.
What?
But I live with a crazy person.
I put him up already. I'm ready to go. Christmas lights are hung.
I think most people in our neighborhood are putting out skeletons and cauldrons.
No. I don't know why people would put spider webs and spiders as decoration.
My roommate has decided to put out Christmas stockings and has hung the Christmas lights. What is it about Christmas that gets you so jazzed up when we're 2 months
out? The treats.
The treats.
Like dessert, all the fun pastries.
You also love
the liveliness, Christmas music,
the specialty,
chestnuts roasting,
the lattes.
Oh yeah, pumpkin spice, baby.
I think we're overlooking the most important holiday of the season.
Super Bowl?
Thanksgiving.
I don't care about Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. The amazing food, stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy.
That's all right.
You don't really like Thanksgiving?
I mean, it's good and I like the food, but it's like a meal.
It can be spread out to multiple meals with leftovers. I think the cold turkey and the gravy, mashed potatoes, like making a sandwich the next day, man, that's like my Super Bowl.
I mean, it's coming up.
I know, I'm pretty stoked.
Less than a month, yeah.
Excited. Speaking of delicious and amazing mouthfeels, tell the people about our new favorite toy.
Oh my God. So we recently bought the Ninja Creamy, which is, it's an ice cream maker, but you can make a lot of high protein, low calorie ice creams. And like, y'all, I'm like a volume eater. I want to crush gallons of ice cream and feel terrible. And so this just gives me a guilt-free version of it. Like one of those pints, maybe like 200 calories, and it has a ton of protein. So you feel really full. But yeah, Eddie and I have been on this kick where we're trying all these different recipes. The first recipe I made was cookies and cream with Oreos. We've also done strawberry cheesecake with graham crackers as topping, so it tastes like a pie.
That was one of my favorites.
We've also done pineapple cream. Basically what it is, it's just pineapple with protein, vanilla protein powder, and then you can put whatever toppings you want. There was a peaches and cream version, which is really good. And what's in the fridge now is pistachio. So that should be kind of interesting.
Wait, when did you make that?
I made it this morning. That's the green ice cream.
Oh, is there pistachio jello flavor that you put in?
Pudding. So it's pistachio pudding with bits of pistachio.
Dude.
Fuck yeah. And then the other one I made was the cheesecake one again.
Okay. Yeah, that one's really good.
It's so good.
I didn't know that there was so much flavor in the pudding mix.
I know. It's like party in your mouth.
Yeah, for real. But yeah, so that's been amazing. Been making us look forward to our dessert time like every day.
We have ice cream every day now.
Yeah.
Which
I'm realizing how much like food is a central part of our schedule.
The way that I'm thinking about it is, now that we don't go to Yogurtland, you know, multiple times a week.
R.I.P.
We're saving with creamies.
Yeah.
And calorie-wise, it's better too, so.
It's like because you put the protein powder in it, I feel so satiated.
Yeah.
And then
I don't know if my body's getting used to it, but the first couple of times when we had it, I was stuffed. But now I'm used to it.
Oh, so now you're craving more.
Yeah.
Okay. You're an endless
damn
pit.
Badass.
That's been amazing.
Speaking of amazing, wow, last weekend, didn't it feel nice opening up your closet and just seeing everything organized and labeled, having more space in your closet?
It feels like a weird setup to give yourself props, but yeah, over the weekend, I was kind of doing some stuff in the other room.
You were watching the Jets, and I was like, fuck this, I'm not watching the Jets.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty stressful. And I just heard a lot of rustling in the bedroom, and this is the closet where I keep my stuff. And look, I'm not saying I'm an organized person, but I have a system, and that system is I just jam stuff in without really folding. And I've been running out of closet space and I didn't really understand why.
And you've been wearing the same hoodie and pant combo like week over week. It's embarrassing.
Because I'll wash it and then put it back on the top of the stack.
It's embarrassing, man. You have clothes and you wear the same Laker Gigi Kobe. I'm sure everyone listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about.
Dude, RIP Kobe and Gigi. What's the problem? I think I've gotten
People think that I don't dress you.
Look.
They're like, dude, Eddie probably has no money because he's wearing like the same faded sweatshirt.
The faded means like there's a lot of love and TLC put into it. I've gotten so many compliments from that hoodie.
I forget who told me, but someone thought you were bald because you always wear the same beanie. Oh, yeah. And when you didn't have your beanie on, they were like, oh, wow, I didn't realize Eddie had like a great head of hair.
Yeah, for now.
I was like, Jesus, man, so embarrassing.
Well, I got a haircut yesterday. So I'm looking less homeless. But yeah, I think as soon as I walked into the salon, I haven't seen my haircut guy, June, in like 2 months. And I had like a bit of a mop on top of my head. And when I walked in, usually he daps me up. But like he was just looking straight at the top of my head being like, what is going on?
Yeah.
So he
pulled out like the weed whacker. Yeah. Whatever that thing's called.
Like it sounded like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of back to the closet. So I heard a lot of rustling and sounds and clanking. And so like after the game was over, I went in and what did I see?
Like hangers everywhere. I pulled everything out of your closet.
Your label maker was working overtime.
Oh, yeah. Like, but isn't it nice now? Now you see all of your hoodies lined up. Jeans are in a dedicated space. Let me tell you, everyone, I opened the closet up and it's just like packed to the brim, no system. I open drawers and there's like two shirts in one drawer, so clearly not being utilized. And then the other drawer, they're just like piles of clothes, just like stuffed. And I was like, we got to do something about this.
You also made a lot of executive decisions to throw stuff out, which I didn't realize.
Two items.
I didn't realize until I was taking the trash out. And I saw those items in there and I was like, what the hell?
Well, they were all tattered up. Like, you're not going to wear it.
Sometimes
shout out to Paul, but like the bachelor t-shirts.
Yeah,
bachelor party.
It was like a old bachelor party. One of our homies who attended made custom tank tops,
which you've never touched, so I tossed
those. Like memories. Okay, now that we're
talking, all those vitamins.
Yeah,
old vitamins.
I haven't touched those since like 2015. They're definitely expired. Anywho. I am definitely a hoarder, borderline. Yeah. So yes, thank you. It actually brightened my day up a lot. Or brighten my week up, because every time I would go in, stuff is like, it's organized, it's a lot more thinned out. She actually made me use my storage space more adequately. There's labels on all my shit now.
I'll put a picture up on social.
Yeah.
I got to show this off.
You had this.
I should have taken a before picture though.
Okay. Sure. Just like, keep.
I guess I'll just let you do your thing and then I'll take a before picture.
Keep smelling your farts. And like the hoodie hanging system, I do love that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so like there's, I think, space at the bottom of the closet that she used up to stack up like plastic drawers where she put a lot of my clothes. And so since there's less hanging space, she has this like really quirky way of folding and hanging my hoodies, which I have a lot of.
Easy to see.
Yeah, it was actually really delightful. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. I felt like I was one of the subject of those like home transformation shows, like The Home Edit, where like when she finally told me that things were done, I came in with like my hands like blindfolding my eyes. I wanted to be surprised. And afterwards, I felt, you know, tears coming down my face figuratively. So thank you. Thank you for changing my life.
Well, speaking of finding things, let's talk about your New Year's goals that you found.
Man, so I was going through some old notebooks. And I found a list of New Year's resolutions from 2019, which sounds like it was last year, but already almost 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago.
Gonna be five.
Right. Because yeah. If it was a 2019 goals and it happened 2018.
But were
December.
We really living 2020? That's just like a dead year.
Yeah. I guess it's like all compressed.
Although I was thriving. I'm like, woo, plans. We can flake. Man, stay in.
Somebody like you who just loves to fly solo, you love that time.
Yeah, I was like, keep me in a closet. We good.
Yeah. But yeah, I found my old New Year's resolutions and I was really shocked by how little has changed. I had so many items on there that were things that if I were to write New Year's resolutions today, would probably be like 80% the same. So much overlap of like, okay, 4 days a week of going to the gym, read a book a month, relationships, don't fight with Diana, have better relationship and patience with my parents. There was some stuff around like grad school when that was stuff that I cared about, which obviously doesn't apply today. But yeah, I was really surprised and struck by, kind of felt like I was in a loop. Mm. Like, you know, when we used to watch Westworld and the hosts would be stuck in their story loops. Like, I felt a little bit like that, where damn, 4 or 5 years have passed and pretty much a lot of what I cared about or thought I should be doing probably still apply today. And I really didn't know kind of like what to make of that. If it didn't feel good. Mm. It didn't feel like terrible. But for somebody like you and me who get like dopamine highs from progressing on stuff and checking stuff off lists. And for me personally, like I hate the feeling of staying in the same place, probably because like I have some ADD and like I'm just kind of like a distracted person. It felt like really static and stuck in mud when I read that list, and it was like in my handwriting, and I was like, dude.
Oh, you hand wrote it?
I hand wrote it in my Moleskine.
Do you think it's because your Moleskine was in your closet and you couldn't find it?
Okay, I don't like this topic and I think we're gonna nix it. No, it's possible. Like, it was out of sight. Mm-hmm. It was out of sight. I had to dig it up from like a pile of shit that I keep, that I hoarded. And it was nice to read. And I also had some like journal entries in there when I was journaling a lot more. It just kind of felt like I was stuck in a loop. Mm. What about you? I know you keep goals a lot more rigorously, probably more recent than 2019.
Yeah, well, I actually found one because I used to email them to myself, like talking to myself in like the third person.
Like, you got this.
Yo, I've been doing manifesting since 2014, y'all. Wow. But anyway, I found it. And what I found was my goals were just way too surface level. Like, they weren't even goals. It was just kind of like a to-do list, like read 12 books a year, which still have not hit that. And it was almost too rigid, where if I didn't meet the goals, then the New Year's resolutions were a complete wash. Mm. And I think the way that I do goal setting now, it's more thematic, where even if you don't meet exactly like a certain task, you can still meet those types of goals.
Oh, like what's like an example of a goal theme?
Like, for instance, the reading 12 books a year. Like, how I should have approached it is being a well-learned person. Oh. And then within it, maybe have books or taking a course or blah, 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 rather than just having like a list of things that I wanted to check off a box or check a box off.
Interesting.
Yeah, but like some of mine were like, and some of them weren't even really thought through, like decrease social media usage. And that was kind of it. Like, no sort of system. Actionable. Yeah, actionable thing.
Yeah.
I thought that this was funny. Less cursing, which...
I don't think you've achieved that.
No, I haven't. I mean, even in the short time that we've been recording, I probably said many four-letter words. But yeah, I think that what's interesting about both your approach and my approach is that, yes, while I do a lot of goal setting, I'm also in my own loop. It's just like to-do lists and checking things off without real intentionality behind why am I even setting these goals? Do these goals even align with who I want to be in the future? Or is it just like something that I'm looking more short term?
Sure. Yeah, that's so interesting, because I see you in our day-to-day making progress towards these goals that you've set, but you still express kind of feeling like you're stuck in a little bit of this loop. For me, my goals get set. I'm probably more like, you know, most people. I set them once and then I've given them up by January 31st. And then I put my goal sheet to the side and then I pretty much live my life as is. And so at least for me, that's how I end up stuck in the same place that I was in, you know, a couple of years ago. So there's like two different ways in which we can get stuck in this aimless path.
Right.
Despite our best intentions and efforts. I think for me, when I think about this, one of the reasons why I found my old goal sheet, you know, my New Year's Eve goals, was because I've been feeling this pull to go back into journaling a little bit more. It's so like cliched and hackneyed, especially if like you work in tech, because like all the prominent people, they always talk about it. They always talk about doing meditation and journaling and self-actualization, like affirmations, like all that like foofy BS. But for me personally, I've been feeling this pull to journal a little bit more, because like I've just been having a lot of thoughts in my head that have been hard to organize and kind of think through. And so I decided to look at my old journals to get some motivation for, you know, like how I want to maybe start journaling again. And it really struck me finding my old goals and feeling that like loop dynamic, but also reading some of my old journals, and like that kind of further reinforced this idea that I was like stuck in the same place, because like I would just complain about the same stuff that I complain about today. Work, people stressing me out, wanting to do more, not having the time, feeling disappointed in myself. Like they were just like, it was kind of like a ritualistic way of me like complaining about the same shit. Made me really want to start journaling in a different way was this kind of idea that I've been having around introspection being like a really important part about breaking through that loop and introspecting in like a very serious, like qualitative way. For instance, I have this theory once I read my old stuff that it's really easy to kind of fall into the cycle and the loop of repeating your efforts of doing what you want to do with your life, applying meaning with the time that you spend, stuck in a loop with when you don't like conduct real self-examination, understand the why, the why of the type of person that you want to be. So I wanted to try journaling again this time around to really like put a greater effort into doing that.
I mean, same with me, like in terms of the self-reflection, I felt like I'm on the opposite spectrum of you where I'm a busybody, right? Like love creating lists, as we talked about in the past episodes, checking them off. But because I didn't actually understand why I was wanting to do those goals and understanding what are my actual values as an individual, I was checking off a list aimlessly without a direction. And for me, why I struggled with that is because I always had an idea of like, this is what a successful person is like. And so I need to do those things to be that type of person, whether it's like exuding extroverted tendencies or like showing leadership, being outspoken, blah, blah, blah. And because of all of those like masks that I've put on, it was hard for me to realize like, who exactly am I? Like at the core, like who was I supposed to be as a kid? If I were like the raw version, what are my strengths? What am I good at? Things like that.
When I look at my old goals, I could have probably whipped them up from the internet, because it's a lot of stuff that people probably commonly would say, like, you should do those things to live like a healthy and kind of fulfilled life in the next year. And to me, when I hear you say that, there's a lot that I resonate with, which is like, it's possible that we just set these goals because of like external cues without really examining ourselves and thinking about like, what are the outcomes that we would want internally? What are the things that really matter to us as people and like who we would want to become in the next like couple of years?
I think since, you know, the 2014 days when I set those goals, I have been on this journey of smarter goal setting. So you and I both read Atomic Habits by James Clear. We also read Designing Your Life and just different systems of creating smaller chunks of larger goals. But I think what's still missing in my life and something that I want to track towards before the next New Year's resolution is understanding who I am, what makes me unique, and leaning into certain strengths that I'm just naturally good at and continuing to work on those, but also taking a look at like the bottom scoring traits that I might have and seeing like, are those things that I want to work on, or do I want to focus on different areas? Kind of aligning like my personal values, things that I naturally am good at, and then tying my goals with that.
Yeah. Well, you love to take StrengthFinder tests.
I love quizzes in general.
Yeah.
Again, because I don't know who I am.
Yeah.
I guess some people do tell me like, oh, you're good at XYZ. But I never believe those compliments. I'm just like, they're probably just saying it because they need something from me.
You literally do not acknowledge any of the compliments I give you. You're just like, haha, you're probably just fucking with me.
Yeah, yeah. So I like taking these quizzes because, and it's really
funny. What, it's an authority? It's like some objective.
It's data driven, yeah.
It's somebody put a quiz online.
But it's funny because one of the strengths that popped up in my top five is called like analyst. So being data driven in everything I do, like I don't go off of my gut. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Like I need numbers and trends, and then that'll determine if I go this way or that way.
Well, let's take a step back. The quiz itself is, it's a test that I think people take like at organizations to understand like what kind of person you are. And it'll highlight to you some strengths based on like their list of strength qualities that they have. And like the questions are generally, you have to score on a scale of 1 to 10, how much you agree with certain statements. And it's like canned statements like, oh, I get energy from finishing a project on time, or I really enjoy sussing out details with like ambiguous problems. And so your results were what?
My top one is deliver. I follow through on commitments and appreciate seeing how this builds more trust and respect among others. I hate when promises are broken, both on the receiving and giving side.
So true.
The second one was being a strategist. So I like looking at big picture. I hate the little details. And basically, oh, this is funny, which enables them to easily find the best way out of the clutter.
Man,
dun, dun, dun.
I think we found our...
Yeah, so connecting dots comes naturally to them, like seeing, you know, t-shirt should be here, jeans should be here, etc.
Hypothetically.
The third one is being a timekeeper, so meeting deadlines, processes, timelines, plans. You know, I already talked about how much I love goals, so.
That's why you're always waiting for me at the door being like, let's go.
Let's fucking go. The fourth one is philomats, so they love learning. I have a lot of interest and like following new paths and getting as much knowledge as possible. I totally resonate with that. And then the last one is an analyst. So I get energized when searching for simplicity and clarity within a large amount of data. Love my pivot tables. And I become frustrated when I'm asked to follow my heart rather than looking at proven facts and logic. Dude, so me.
I think this is, that's like half our arguments. I'm like, can you just look
like,
at the situation?
What do you want? I'm like, give me a report.
Yeah.
CSV, file that data.
Exactly. You're like, well, what does the research say?
Yeah. What were your top fives?
So I have very different ones, obviously. There's one called Catalyst, which is kind of similar to yours on the deliverer. But I like to get things started, like create momentum. I hate standstill.
Finishing through?
No. I hate it when there are things kind of stuck. And I think that's why when I, you know, read my old goals, I was just like, damn, it created a lot of anxiety in me because I was like, let's get things started again. Hence mm-hmm. why I'm thinking about journaling. Another quality called storyteller, which for
so
those of
stories.
You who know me, I just like to fucking talk and gab. And it gives me energy to do that. There's one called commander, leader. Just follow me. Follow me and we'll win. No, commanders love to be in charge. They love to speak
bossy.
Up and be asked their opinion, which, you know,
oh, God.
I love that. Yeah.
Because again, it goes back to me wanting data. I don't care about your opinion.
Yeah, I want to be asked. And commanders don't shy away from conflict, and they get kind
Aries.
Of frustrated by people who beat around the bush.
Uh-huh.
There's some other like secondary qualities like, I really like sinking myself into a task, like really diving deep. But then something that I've discovered more recently is that like it takes me a time to actually get into that mode. And until then, I'm just like kind of scattered, looking into different things. I get
distracted.
Starting
things.
Yes.
You know, as a catalyst.
And then finally, I'm a thinker.
Wait, what about focus expert?
My focus expert. Yeah, so that was the focus expert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the thinker is just somebody who likes to just reflect and think about stuff. You know, I like to think things through.
So funny how we're like so different.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think
it's complimentary.
I generally don't like to take these strength finders because I just think they're silly.
What? I love these.
But then when the results come out and we get to talk about them, I think it's really interesting. It puts vocabulary to probably a lot of these dynamics that we already have. And then it also highlights like, not that we didn't know, but we're two different people. And we have two different ways of leveraging like our strengths. And so how can we lean into those,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. So the career coaching workshops that I've been going to, a lot of it talks about how you can't be good at everything.
Mm.
So it's like find your strengths and lean into what you're good at. And the areas that you're not, delegate or find other teammates that are good at that and have them live out their best lives in those situations.
Sure.
So that's given me a little more optimism, I would say, rather than feeling like, oh, I'm a constant like failure in these areas. It's like, hey, focus in on the delivery, timeline, planning, big picture things. Because I hate the details, it's like find someone who loves that and like partner together.
Because until then, it probably would have been really easy to think about the stuff that you're not, and having anxiety around like, why am I not better at this? Like for me, sometimes I do feel this way. I'm like, why can I not complete some of the stuff that I started? Yeah. Instead, I delegate that to you.
Okay. No.
You like how I did that?
Yeah. No, but I think overall, it ties it back to what we were saying at the very top of the podcast. It's that I truly believe that we were created to be very specific people on this earth, not even tied to like religion or anything, but it's one of the reasons why people have conflicts with each other. It's we're just different people.
Yeah.
And rather than trying to live our lives based on some image that's portrayed as like, oh, this is what a successful person is. Like take Elon Musk, for example. Maybe some people, you know, the Elon fanboys, they just want to be like him, even though like their strengths might not align at all with what his strengths are.
Totally.
Why not find more happiness in our lives of discovering who we are? Like use the time that we have on this earth to figure out like our own DNA and lean into what we're actually good at and like find joy and love through that.
Yeah. Because otherwise you're spending so much of your energy trying to kind of work against the grain, when in reality you have these like unique sets of strengths that maybe most people don't have that combination. Like how can you use that to your advantage? And then kind of bringing this back to the goals conversation, it's like, okay, can you craft goals in the direction and the ways in which like you're already strong? How can you amplify those strengths that you already have? Kind of bringing it back to the solo, you know, introspection when it comes to like journaling. And I've been thinking a lot about mindfulness as well, because I fucking work in tech and that's what we all do. But putting aside the cliched and the hackneyed stuff, it just kind of strikes me how much you and I both are very outcome driven. Like we want certain things to happen in our life in the next couple of years. And in order for those things to happen, there are certain actions that we need to take in order to kind of manifest them. But those actions will only happen if we have a certain set of like beliefs, like thoughts and feelings that we tell ourselves or we're able to identify and kind of bring up to the surface. And to me, the only way to do that consistently and with some sort of like rigor is writing them down or actually reflecting on them on a regular basis. So like me writing down my goals and then putting them in my closet makes it so that it's out of mind. But if I can actually take a kind of regular like set of time in the morning to jot down like what I'm thinking, maybe the current beliefs that I have, like actually articulating what kinds of qualities that I want to have in the next like couple of years, and then ladder my kind of target goals and outcomes to those things. Ultimately, like we have some intention, we have a plan, we have a way to examine those like loose thoughts that are in our head that largely reflect the way that we experience our reality. I think those are the things that make me feel the way that you probably feel when you take your Strength Finders test, which is like, oh, wow, there's like a lot of insight that I can pull out of this that like I didn't even know, you know, either through the behaviors that I have or the biases that I, you know, that I carry with me. If I can write down like, hey, today I had a lot of like negative self-talk about not being a good teammate at my job. But then I can write down all the different reasons why and then kind of identify why they're silly. Then that's like one way in which you can use like this kind of introspection to inform the kinds of like actions that you might want to take to ultimately like lead to the outcomes that you want. So I think like those are two different ways of self-examining and like introspection that can be super useful for us to like actually create goals that matter stuff that we can stick to and that actually carry meaning for like our individual lives.
Yeah, I feel like also the older we get, the days just fly by. And so if we don't actually have any direction of who we want to be in the next quarter, year, whatnot, it's almost like, why are we living?
Yeah. I mean, there's no meaning. There's no meaning to like what we're doing in our day to day. And maybe for some people, that's okay. You know, we obviously have the luxury of being able to think about these things. But I don't know, for me, I want to spend my time on this earth thinking and putting my energy towards stuff that like gives my life meaning. Like, I think a lot about productivity as like an idea because it's become very in vogue. People think about productivity being this like habit or practice of just grinding harder. But to me, productivity is about knowing where you want to go and then making time for it and then doing it. Mm-hmm. And then reflecting on your progress of doing those meaningful things. Those are ways in which like we can reframe productivity to be like, oh, it's activity that we do that like gives our life meaning. So what are some things that you would say would be necessary kind of starting actions to kind of head in that direction?
Yeah, so I read a blog before we started recording just around goal setting. And the blog talked about two different types of goals that you should have. One is like a bucket list, like everything and anything you want to do. And it goes back to what you were saying about the power of writing something down. It's not to say like just because you write something down, like it's going to happen. But the act of putting pen to paper or like hands on keyboard and thinking about certain goals, it just helps you kind of like remember it in your head. And eventually you think about taking steps towards wanting to do those things. So those are like bucket list items. There are other goals that this person recommended of tying it with theme. So top five things that you want out of your career in the next X amount of years. Family related goals, learning and development, fitness, personal finance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then from those big goals and looking at the person you want to be in those categories, breaking them down into more bite-sized, smaller goals that are actually achievable and actually putting due dates on them to just keep yourself accountable. And then it talked about kind of using some tech verbiage around like postmortems, premortems, and reviewing them every so often rather than, you know, once a year on New Year's Eve, but maybe it's a monthly check-in or a quarterly check-in just to see like, do I need to pivot from this? Because goals should not be this set in stone, like if you don't achieve it, you're a failure thing. Like life just comes and we might just change as individuals. And so
being more flexible.
Right. Tweaking it here and there.
What's a premortem?
So the way they talked about premortem is the opposite of postmortem. So postmortem is after something has already been done, you go back, do the introspection of like, why did this thing go wrong? Or how did it go wrong? Premortem is almost looking at your goal and be like, okay, what are ways that this could potentially fail and setting up almost a pathway to work around those challenges or blockers.
You're like anticipating ways in which it might go wrong and then you kind of reinforce your like schedule or your routine around it. That's right. Cool.
So it made me think a lot about that goal that I had around reading 12 books. The way that I should have approached it is becoming well-read or well-learned. And then within it, it's read 12 books, listen to X number of podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. And if I'm not a big reader, which I'm not, it doesn't have to be reading. It could be something else that has to do with learning and just being more flexible with the overall list.
Yeah, no, that's really great. I totally agree with you on that, especially the writing down. I love the idea of thematically grouping your goals so that it's less rigid and you won't feel like, I know for me personally, once I slip, then I'm like, what's the point? And then the more kind of specific and, you know, the goal, it's like easier to kind of like fall out of the parameters of the way that you originally articulated it. So maybe kind of like having that looseness, maybe just like some wiggle room, but you know the general direction that you want to go. I think also it's like, to me, framing goals as not necessarily what I need to do this next year, but like, as you're kind of pointing to, like, who is the kind of person that I want to be? Like, what kind of person do I want to be? it doesn't necessarily just need to be read 12 books. It's be a more well-read, a more knowledgeable person. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, it doesn't necessarily have to just be about, like, again, just productivity stuff, but like it could be relationship based. You know, one of my 2019 goals was like to be a better partner to you, be a better son to my parents. Things like that, I think that are all very meaningful, which you'll get from your introspection, are very important to include into those targets. Like, again, you don't want to just be this robot who just like produces stuff. You want to be a better person to the people around you and kind of give that energy back.
And I think that's why it's important to set goals and visions for yourself that aren't just capped in a year, because it's hard to change as a person within 12 months, but like have the 5-year, 10-year, 20-year goals of who you want to be by that point.
Yeah.
And continue to like iterate on it as the years go by. I kind of wish I did that in 2014, because next year would have been 10 years.
Mm.
I'm so curious, like, who I would have wanted to be at that point and see if that actually happened. That's not to say I can't do it now and in like 2034, which is a crazy number to even say. Like, start now and see what happens in 10 years.
Yeah.
And aim big, you know, because when you're only looking at a year-long New Year's resolution, I feel like sometimes we just cap ourselves like, probably not going to happen within the next 12 months. I'm not even going to list it. But when you think like multiple years out, there's nothing preventing you except yourself at that point.
Yeah, for sure. Wow, that was motivating. Thank you. I'm fired up right now.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready. I guess last thing I would say here too is like, goal setting feels very much like this endless pursuit of becoming someone else or someone better. And I don't know about you, but for me, I get quite a bit of anxiety about that, because like, I don't feel like I'm there yet.
It's also like imposter syndrome.
Totally. And so something I had heard on a podcast around mindfulness, this idea that really our reality is just now, like what we experience now. When we think about the past, it's like a thought about the past. When we think about the future, it's a thought about the future, but both those thoughts arise now. And so really all we have is this kind of present moment. It's like, it sounds really foofy, but the important part here that I got out of it was like the need for us to also feel tremendous appreciation and presence in being able to kind of know that you're living a valuable life now. And without gratitude for your current situation, it'll be very hard for you to be happy about the things that are to come that you're pursuing, even mm-hmm. when they arrive. Because this idea that thoughts about the future are merely things that you're thinking about now, oftentimes those things that we look forward to, once they arrive, we quickly forget about, you know, how much we wanted them and how we thought they'd make us happy. That dinner that you're looking forward to next week, once it comes and goes, like you've already forgotten about it. Mm-hmm. I've heard Naval say something like this, where it's hard to enjoy your life on a yacht if you can't enjoy a cup of coffee. And so those kinds of reminders that it's great to pursue and, you know, progress towards the person that you want to be, but it really does start with you fully kind of appreciating the situation that you have going on right now.
But don't you need a little taste of the yacht to know if you can appreciate the cup of coffee?
I want to have both. I want to have both. And maybe a chopper. Ooh, maybe okay. Not just coffee.
The chopper.
Yeah, get to the chopper. We just watched the Arnold documentary.
Which is really motivating.
I mean, that dude was nuts.
I know. He's lived so many lives.
He got,
and I want to be like someone like that. Like reinventing yourself.
Famous for lifting weights.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then
bodybuilders, 5'1" and under.
Yeah. And then becoming governor.
Governor.
Yeah. Man, that dude did some incredible things, mm-hmm. as well as some scumbaggy things as well.
Yeah, yeah, you know, both ways.
It is what it is. I really enjoy talking about this with you because we talk about this all the time at home. I'm hoping that people who listen will feel encouraged to look inwards to understand where they want to go and then apply some of the things that we've learned and we've tried and failed at, but are going to try again in order to spend their energy towards those efforts that like bring meaning to their lives. I think that's really how we're going to get by day to day. Otherwise, it's going to feel very much like we're just kind of in this hamster wheel running towards nowhere.
Yeah. And if you guys are interested in taking the Strength Finders test or something like it, there's so many online. It's a simple couple questions. Maybe not simple. There's like 100 questions, but it's super easy. And it's been really interesting talking about it with friends and partners. So yeah. I encourage trying and taking a look and seeing if it actually aligns with who you are, and asking friends too. Like, do you guys think that I'm this?
Yeah. Yeah. We took one called High Five, H-I-G-H, five, the number. It took like 10 minutes. I thought it was really interesting. It gave me and Dee a lot to talk about, and we were just kind of clowning on each other.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll catch you guys on the next one. See ya.